There's a new creature in the Great Lakes, and it has Cyclops in its name. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. It's called Thermocyclops crassus. It's a kind of zooplankton.
And it's extremely tiny. It's less than 1 millimeter, so smaller than the dot a pencil makes.
That's Elizabeth Hinchy Malloy. She's with the EPA's Great Lakes Program Office. The EPA and researchers from Cornell University found the species in western Lake Erie. It's native to eastern Europe, Asia, Africa, and Australia.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has concluded that we don't have enough information to know what sort of risk the species may or may not pose to the Great Lakes. So its risk status is classified as uncertain at this time.
She says the EPA will work with other researchers to figure out how widespread the organism might be. She says so far they haven't found it in any of the other lakes, and it's not clear yet how Thermocyclops got into Lake Erie. This is the Environment Report. In the last few weeks, around 600 birds have died along the shore of Lake Michigan. They washed up on the beaches within the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. Experts suspect the cause is avian botulism. It's a serious illness caused by a bacterial toxin, and it's come and gone for decades in the Great Lakes region. Dan Ray heads up avian botulism monitoring for the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore.
The birds lose the power to fly, and they can't keep their heads up, so many of the birds actually find it safer to be out in the water, out in the lake rather than the shore, and they'll actually drown because they can't keep their head up out of the water.
Ray sends the data he and his team collect to the U.S. Geological Survey's National Wildlife Health Center. Jenny Chapeau is on the center's wildlife epidemiology team, and she joins me now. What are you seeing happen over time with cases of avian botulism in the Great Lakes region?
So historically, we've seen avian botulism type E on Lake Michigan starting in the 1960s. It kind of blinked on and off. We saw it in the 1970s. We saw it in the 1980s. And then it didn't really pop up again in Lake Michigan until 2006. And in 2006, there were a lot of dead birds observed, mostly on the shores of Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. And that kind of prompted further investigation into the dynamics of botulism type E mortality on Lake Michigan.
And what about the other Great Lakes?
So similarly with the other Great Lakes, it seems to kind of appear and then disappear. In 2011 on Lake Huron, we got a report of 6,000 dead birds. And then we don't hear, since 2011, we haven't really heard reports of dead birds in Lake Huron. So it does seem to be that there are some years where we get hit hard and then other years where we don't have very many carcasses reported at all.
And do you know why that is?
So avian botulism is caused by this toxin that gets into the food web, and the toxin could be within invertebrates, it could be within fish. Different birds focus on different prey items, and also we have migrating birds across the Great Lakes. So it could be there's toxin present in the summer, and there just aren't very many birds there because they're not migrating yet. And so we only see these big peaks of mortality in the autumn when the migrating birds come through. But that also has to be associated with the toxin being present.
Can anything be done to control it?
What we would like to figure out eventually is what are the prey items that tend to harbor the toxin and where spatially and temporally in the lake are the hot spots of toxin. So if we can figure out where those hot spots are, we could maybe deter birds from using those areas, probably especially during migration. So that's kind of the big overall goal, but it being such a huge lake and a complex system, it's going to take some more research to get there.
Jenny Chapeau is with the U.S. Geological Survey's National Wildlife Health Center. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.